Time for the WTOP Car Report. Tonight, we are taking a look at the 2014 Ford Escape. It's considered a small crossover. I asked WTOP automotive editor Mike Paris how many people can comfortably fit in this thing.
Two kids or two people and maybe that big old dog in the back.
What did you like about it?
Drives like a car. I don't know if you guys know what the old Ford Escape looks like. It's kind of like a box for the last 10 or 12 years. And this looks like maybe Aston Martin designed this car. It looks really good.
Let's talk about what you'll pay. $23,000 for the basic model. And then if you load it up, you'll at least add $10,000 to that price tag. What would be worth getting here and what could you leave off?
My tester model that I had for the week was the middle of the row, probably what most people buy. It's the SE model. It's right in the middle of the three different trim levels you can get. So you get a lot of equipment. You get nice, comfortable seats. They were heated seats. You get the navigation. And it's right around $29,000 or so. And that's probably about going rate for one of these small crossovers.
Now, not all cars give you a choice of engines. Here, you do have some engine choices that you want to think about as far as what you're paying for gas every week or every couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's three different engines. The base model gets to four-cylinder engine that's 2.5 liters. And then the next option is a little bit smaller. It's a 1.6 EcoBoost. So it has a turbocharger, and you can get up to 32 miles per gallon on the highway on an SUV. Or if you need a little bit more oomph in your ride, that has a 2.0 EcoBoost with 240 horsepower. So it's like having a V6 without having the cost of a V6.
Ah, that's nice. You can have your cake and eat it too there. Which of those engines would you recommend? Or is it just, you know, depending on what you're looking for?
If you're like me and like a little bit of power with your car, the 2.0 EcoBoost is definitely the way to go. And it's not too costly of an option, only about $1,000.
Any flaws or drawbacks to the 2014 Ford Escape?
Well, I was reading some internet forums and some reviews on the car, and some people are complaining about the Ford MyTouch. It's the electronic interface, and they say that it's hard to use and it made them frustrated. But for me, I really didn't have a problem with it. It's the communication touch screen. It's a way to hook up your phone, and it might be a little slow, but the way I look at it, if I can get into the car, get to where I need to go, and sync my phone without looking at a manual, it's a pretty easy system to me.
Chances are, Mike, a lot of people tuning in are looking for something like this. This is the fastest growing segment of cars, like something that's not tiny, but definitely not a big SUV.
Yeah, you still want to be able to throw both kids in the car with the stroller if you need it in the back and still be able to parallel park on a city street. And you're saving some real money at the gas pump, too, because these four-cylinder engines can be pretty thrifty while still giving out some decent performance.
That's WTOP automotive editor Mike Paris. You can see pictures of and read a lot more about the 2014 Ford Escape at WTOP.com. Search Car Report.